Hi, this is Lynette Kalfani-Cox, founder of AskTheMoneyCoach.com. You know, I'm often asked by people for help with their financial information, help of all kind, help paying off a mortgage, credit card payments, trying to plan for their kids' college education, trying to prepare for retirement, and so on. But you know what? One of the things I wanted to share with my listeners, readers, and fans today is the concept that help is really in the hands of the receiver. Help is in the hands of the receiver. You certainly have heard the expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, I want to share with you today my thoughts about why help is really in the hands of the receiver. Certainly, a personal finance expert like me can help others by giving them practical tips, ideas, strategies, and money management advice to follow. But at the end of the day, none of us, from the most high-profile expert to the most learned, etc., can actually do what it takes in order to right someone else's financial predicament. It really boils down to a couple of things that is only available and is only possible or feasible for the recipient, the person who's listening to the advice to do. And some of those things involve action, follow through, discipline, and a refusal to procrastinate or create excuses. These are things that only the receiver of the information can do. Certainly, I can tell you the steps to take to get out of debt. But if you, the receiver of that information, don't take action, you'll always be broken in debt. Certainly, I can give you a game plan to strategize and to prepare to reach your long-term goals. But if you don't execute on that plan and don't follow through with the strategies that myself or someone else recommends, then the information is of little or no value. Certainly, I can give you some ideas or give you the eye-opening tools that you might need in order to do things, something like getting life insurance to protect your loved one or heirs, or knowing where to turn to create a cost-effective will, your last will and testament. But if you continue to procrastinate or to make excuses about why you can't get something done, then again, the information is all for naught. And then finally, of course, a personal finance expert like myself, a money coach or another financial advisor, a certified financial planner, an accountant, etc., can tell you to do things that it takes to remain on the path to financial well-being, whether that's constantly monitoring your spending habits, whether that's investing for the long haul, or whether that's taking other practical steps to keep your finances in tip-top shape week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out. But if you don't have the discipline as the receiver of that information to follow through, to stick with it, and to stay on course, we all mess up now and again, of course, that's no problem. But if you don't have the overall discipline to be in it for the long haul, then the financial tips, advice, and information that is imparted to you has essentially merely fallen on deaf ears. These are the reasons that I say that for many listeners, for many people out there, help is really in the hands of the receiver. This has been Lynette Kalfani-Cox of AskTheMoneyCoach.com.